Gwen looked up and watched in fear as the perfect summer day without warning turned to night. She watched as the two suns were suddenly eclipsed by the two moons. A total eclipse of both suns. Gwen could hardly believe it. It only happened, she knew, once every 10,000 years. Gwen watched in horror as she was emerged in the darkness. Suddenly, the sky filled with lightning, streaks flashing down, and Gwen felt herself pelted by small pellets of ice. She could not understand what was happening, until finally she realized it was hailing. All of this, she knew, was a profound omen, all occurring at the precise moment of her baby's birth. She looked down at the child and knew immediately that he was more powerful than she could fathom, that he was of another realm. As he emerged, crying, Gwen instinctively reached down and grabbed him, pulling him to her chest before he could slip into the grass and the mud, sheltering him from the hail as she wrapped her arms around him. He wailed, and as he did, the earth began to quake. She felt the ground tremble, and in the distance, she saw boulders rolling down hillsides. She could feel the power of this child coursing through her, affecting the entire universe. As Gwen clutched him tight, she felt weaker by the moment. She felt herself losing too much blood. She grew lightheaded, too weak to move, barely strong enough to hold her baby, who would not stop wailing on her chest. She could barely feel her own legs. Gwen had a sinking premonition that she would die here, on these fields, with this baby. She no longer cared about herself, but she could not imagine the idea of her baby dying. "No!" Gwen shrieked, summoning every last bit of strength she had to shout her protest up to the heavens. As Gwen dropped her head back, lying flat on the ground, a shriek came in response. It was not a human shriek. It was that of an ancient creature. Gwen began to lose consciousness. She looked up, her eyes closing on her, and saw what appeared to be an apparition in the skies. It was a massive beast swooping down for her, and she realized dimly that it was a creature she loved, Ralibar. The last thing Gwen saw before her eyes shut for good was Ralibar swooping down, with his huge glowing green eyes and his ancient red scales, his claws extended and aiming right for her. Chapter 2. Luanda stood frozen in shock, staring down at Kuvia's corpse, still holding the bloody dagger in her hand, hardly believing what she had just done. The entire feasting hall fell silent and stared at her, amazed, no one moving an inch. They all stared at Kuvia's corpse at her feet, the untouchable Kuvia, the great warrior of the MacLeod kingdom, second only in prowess to King MacLeod. And the tension was so thick in the room, it could be cut with a knife. Luanda was the most shocked of all. She felt her palm burning, the dagger still in it, felt a heat rush over her, exhilarated and terrified at having just killed a man. She was most of all proud that she had done it, proud that she had stopped this monster before he could lay hands on her husband or on the bride. He got what he deserved. All of these MacLeods were savages. There came a sudden shout, and Luanda looked up to see Kuvia's lead warrior, just a few feet away, suddenly burst into action, vengeance in his eyes, and rush for her. He raised his sword high and aimed for her chest. Luanda was still too numb to react, and this warrior moved quickly. She braced herself, knowing that in just a moment she would feel the cold steel pierce through her heart. But Luanda did not care. Whatever happened to her now no longer mattered, now that she had killed that man. Luanda shut her eyes as the steel came down, ready for death, and was surprised instead to hear a sudden clang of metal. She opened her eyes and saw Bronson stepping forward, raising his sword and blocking the warrior's blow. It surprised her. She did not think he had it in him, or that he, with his one good hand, could stop such a mighty blow. Most of all, she was touched to realize that he cared for her that much, enough to risk his own life. Bronson deftly swung his sword around, and even with just one, he had